Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt head softball coach Sheridan Zika. The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 4-0 record after a doubleheader sweep at Clarion Goldfield Dalles in North Central Conference play Monday night, a 16-4 win in Game 1, and a 10-0 shutout victory in 5 innings in Game 2. A Tuesday non-conference road win at Estherville-Lincoln Central 13-1 in 6 innings, and a 13-0 win in 5 innings in non-conference play over 10th-ranked in Class 2A Pocahontas area on Thursday. Going into the 4th of July holiday, the Wildcats are on a 6-game winning streak and are 19-8 overall and wrapped up North Central Conference play with a 10-4 record. Currently 3rd in the conference, with a chance to tie for 2nd with Webster City, dependent on a Monday North Central Conference doubleheader for the Lynx at home against Iowa Falls Alden. I caught up with Thurm post-game in Humboldt on Thursday to discuss the week, beginning with Thursday's non-conference win at home over Pocahontas area.
Great performance all the way around with everything. Starting on the mound, we got Chase Hansen out there again, and then we were able to get him 2 innings in there. Just extremely efficient. Had 8 pitches after the first inning. Sent him back out there. We had a 30-pitch limit on him, and just outstanding. Looks sharp, and got through the first two-thirds of their order, and then we bring Grant in, and Grant was lights out for 3 innings too. So those two guys really got the job done for us there, and offensively it was just more of the same. It was just completely workmanlike performance. We put together a quality at bat after quality at bat. We had their starter at 50 pitches after 2 innings, and he put another 21 on in the third, so we just went to work there, and we got into their bullpen, and just a relentless offensive attack. We got 2 in the first, 2 in the second, and just kept adding on after that. Guys did a nice job on the bases. I thought we were extremely aggressive and opportunistic, and just overall super all-around good team performance.
4-0 week for the team, scoring 10 or more runs in all 4 games. To see the offense clicking like that here as you flip the calendar over to July has to be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, Coach and I talked about the same thing, just the outstanding week with things. I looked at the pitching first. All week long, we were pounding the strike zone with the guys went out and were efficient, and that set the tone for everything. But definitely, yeah, the offense is really clicking. We got it. I mean, it's a powerhouse offense. We can get you from number of different ways. We got great depth in the lineup, and it's just fun to be a part of that. The guys are really swinging it well.
So, Coach, going back to the Clarion doubleheader, you saw your team start off there with the good week to wrap up NCC play. Just thoughts on that NCC season as you had the doubleheader sweep back on Monday.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had the heat warning, and they had an advisory with as far as what the state wants us doing in those situations with that. So after the second inning, we took 3-minute breaks every half inning, and it just slowed the game to a crawl, and I just felt like it really killed our momentum. Every time we scored a couple runs, we wanted to get out there, get back in, and it took us a little while to get going. I mean, we were putting runs on the board. Clarion kind of stayed with us for a while and eventually pulled away late with it, and we swung the bats really well over there. They have a huge field, and hit a couple bombs, and had another inside the parker with Chase Flaherty circling the bases there. But offensively, it's just what we've been doing, putting together quality at-bats, and we got great pitching in Game 1 from Valley, and Chase and Jackson did a super job in Game 2. And it all starts with that, and those guys set the tone, and it just takes all pressure off of our offense, and they just go up there and swing the bats.
Estherville-Lincoln Central, that was a big win, 13-1 on the road. They get that one in 6 innings.
Yeah, not an easy team there. They're a quality team, multiple state tournament appearances over the last 10 years, and they're solid again this year, and our kids were all businesslike. It's nice. When we go non-conference, we don't have any let-ups. Guys are ready to go. They're thankful for the opportunity to play, and we went out there and put it to them as well. We just had traffic all night long. a lot of hits, a lot of walks, hit by pitches, you name it. We were finding ways to get on base, and you have traffic like that. It's good to see the guys coming through and coming up with big hits, and we were doing that all night long.
So, Coach, going into the 4th of July holiday, team sitting at 19-8. What are the thoughts on this team here sitting at this point in the season as you're going into the final few regular season games for postseason next week?
We've been playing pretty well here, obviously this week, but going back to the previous week, too, we finished that week pretty strong, and we're starting to put that together with it, and the pitching appears to be coming around, and if we can continue to pound the strike zone and minimize innings with it, you feel like our offense is going to give us a chance to go out and do it. So we got a first round matchup with Algona, and it's that rivalry game all over again. So playing the third time, and we're just trying to get ready for that. We'll take a nice little fourth of July break. It's much needed, but the guys rest and recharge, and we'll come back on Monday with the practice, and then get after it on Tuesday at Storm Lake, and then finish up the regular season with Spencer.
And then lastly, you saw those postseason drawings. You're on the road with that matchup at Algona. Any thoughts about the postseason bracket, getting that sixth seed?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a solid district. I think there's one sub-500 team in there, and anything can happen. We're not going to complain about it or whine about it. It's just the draw that we drew, and we could have took care of business a little bit more during the regular season, but this is the straw that we've drawn, and we're just going to go make the best out of it. We feel like we can compete with anybody, so we're just going to have to string together a few good ball games, and I think we have a real good chance to do that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time, and we wish you best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Matt.
The Humboldt softball team went 4-0 this week. The Wildcats won 9-1 in 5 innings at Clarion Goldfield Downs on Monday, won a Tuesday non-conference home game 7-6 over 15th-ranked in 2A Pocahontas area, won their North Central Conference finale 12-6 over Hampton-Dumont-Cal at home on Wednesday, and concluded the week with a 7-5 home win over 6th-ranked in Class 1A Newell Fonda on Thursday. Going into the 4th of July holiday, the Wildcats are on a 5-game winning streak and are 11-17 overall and wrapped up North Central Conference play at 6-8, a 3-way tie for 4th with Webster City and Iowa Falls Alden. I caught up with Zika post-game in Humboldt on Thursday to discuss the win over Newell Fonda and the week.
Definitely. This was a great week. I looked at Ash before I came up here, and I was like, hey, we won all 4 this week. We look good. And we do. We look great.
You get the big inning there, and all of a sudden you're up 7-0 in this game, and then slowly but surely Newell Fonda whittles back at that lead. What'd you see first in the big inning for your team to go up big against an opponent such as Newell Fonda?
I saw no fear in these girls' eyes. We know Newell Fonda is a powerhouse. They have tradition. They are riding on a culture that is stronger than most, and we talked a lot about how anybody can be beaten on any given day, and these girls really took that in stride tonight. They made adjustments in the box. We talked about, they play fast and they want you to play fast. We've got to slow them down, and that's what they did in the box tonight. And they did a great job adjusting, hitting the ball, and running the bases.
And then, Coach, after Newell Fonda gets back in this game, they're down 7-5. What was the message to the group holding onto a 2-run lead after Adelie Knowlton goes out there for the 6th?
Yeah, to be completely honest, I looked at them and I said, you guys have to be perfect because this team, they know how to win and they will do anything they can to win. And they gave it their all, give them credit. They hit the ball, they made great plays. But at the end of the day, we were perfect and it worked out in our favor.
Coach, you pick up a couple of ranked wins this week. Just looking back at the week with these wins here, what are the thoughts on the performances?
I think this week the team finally reached the ceiling of what we knew was what they were capable of all season. They finally were playing team softball and not worried about me, myself, and I. They were playing for the person to the left and to the right of them. They made adjustments in the box. They worked the count. They grew up a lot this week. And seeing the ranked wins, I think, made them realize they can win and they can play with anybody. And this week was great for them going into postseason.
Hayden Graff in the circle with one of the best starts we've seen this season. What'd you see from your sophomore in this game today?
Hayden Graff went out there with a dog mentality. She threw every pitch we called, and she hit her spots, and she's got some crazy spin, and it works in our favor, and we're going to ride that until we can't anymore. But she had a lot of confidence tonight and just poise. She was really great in the circle for us, did everything we needed her to do.
So, Coach, you got a couple of non-conference games to end the year coming up on Monday and Tuesday, Mason City Newman Catholic, and then at Mason Grayson City to end the year on Tuesday. Now, what are the thoughts with those two regular season games to end?
Yeah, we talked about at the end of the game against Pokey, you know, our days are numbered here. We've only got a few weeks left going into July, and we've got to play every game like it's our last. Our mindset has to be go to the plate, attack, be perfect on defense, play team softball and execute when we need to, and celebrate at the end like we've done all week.
And then, Coach, postseason game coming up later next week. You're taking on Estherville, Lincoln Central. Have you had a chance to at least look ahead to that matchup?
Yeah, I've looked at some of their numbers. I haven't really watched any film yet. I'll do that over my holiday weekend. But looking at the numbers, they're pretty evenly matched with us. But I think that we have more tools in our shed there to use, and we'll be able to take them out.
Well, Coach, congratulations on yet again another ranked win here to end the week. And we wish you best of luck going into next week.
Thanks. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.